pray for me. This message has been down in my spirit, and me trying to deliver it, I want you to hear it the way, you know, that I received it, and I want you to get all of it, because there's so much. But to me, it's deeper than just the usual or normal. So it's going to take you reaching out and hearing what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So pray this prayer and say it from your heart. Say, Father, I covenant with you now to hear the voice of the Spirit of God. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelations in the knowledge of thee. The eyes of my understanding are being opened to the truths of your word. I thank you, Father. I have revelation knowledge. It's mine now. I believe it in my heart. I confess it out of my mouth that I have it by faith. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, once again, I thank you so much for this word. I thank you for the revelation knowledge that's being imparted to your church, your body. I thank you for revelation teaching. Thank you, sir, that we have an ear to hear and our hearts are open to receive further revelation. Father, we want to grow and we want to know. We want to know you like no other generation on the earth knows you. We want to walk in that plain path. I believe that all 9 supernatural gifts are on our people. They operate and they will flow out of them to moving in signs and wonders and miracles. The authority of the believer, the authority of sonship would rest upon them, and they will walk in a new reality in this season like they've never known before. Father, they'll go out to the streets and in the byways and the highways, and they'll compel men to come. Father, they'll have such an increase and souls coming to the Lord. They'll see the power on the street corners, on the corners wherever they go, Father, in the streets where the homeless are at. We go everywhere in Jesus' name. We take this gospel as you and your disciples did when you were on the earth. We thank you for a church that is willing to win the loss at any cost. We thank you. It doesn't matter about the cost, because you've already paid the ultimate cost, and we stand in your stead, in your name, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Thank you, Daddy. Give me a little bit more than my monitors. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, turn that towards me a little bit. There you go. This one here. If you have your Bibles, turn to us to Exodus chapter 3, starting with verse 13. We're going to pick up from where we left off last week, if we can. It's hard to do. I got to give you some backdrop and just keep me a track of time, baby, because I'm going to do my best. Exodus chapter 3, starting with verse 13. You have it? Say amen. Amen. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come into the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto them, the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. Can you say amen? Amen. My topic, again, is identity is destiny. Identity is destiny. And for the part 2, it's living from the future. Living from the future. Because the future is now. Subtopic. Can you say amen? How important is it to know who you are? I mean, if identity is your destiny, how important is it to have the right identity? If identity is your destiny or will be your destiny, I say is your destiny, then how important is it for you to get a clear ID, identification on who you really are now? Come on, say amen. I'm telling you that it's a word planet. Come on. Words that don't just describe who you are, but creates what you become. Words that don't just describe who you are, but words that create what you become. Did you know how important your words are? Your words create. Now, you're going to have to stay with me and pay close attention. Amen. Some of the stuff that you've heard, but you need to hear it now from another angle. Because we've talked about words and confession, and that's good because that's on that path, on that trick. But I'm going a little bit deeper now. I'm talking about creative words that don't just describe who you are, but they create who you are. They create what you are and what you will become. Are y'all getting a hold of this? So when Moses asked, "Who shall I say sent me?" Moses asked God for a name. Did y'all get that? The response was not a title. It was a code. It was a statement of presence. I am that I am. See, it isn't a name like your traditional names will be: John, Moses, Harry, Jane. That's a name, right? God said something that was just, I am that I am. And notice that God didn't try to explain it to Moses. Well, Moses, now this is what it means. He didn't do any of that. He left it on his lap. Just tell him, I am. I am what I am. You fill in the blanks. I know you didn't get that. Are y'all hearing me? I'm going to get into it a little deeper in that part, but you need to understand there's something in this code. Because if you can understand what God was trying to say, I am what I am. The alternative, whatever I am, the essence, the awareness, I am fully aware of what I am. And if you can start understanding that, then you can start understanding me. I'm fully aware of my attributes. I'm fully aware of what I can do. Come on, say amen. And we know the many names of God, and every name that he has is who he is and describes what he can do. But it's still not the fullness, because there is nothing that can really understand and grasp a hold of this. So I'm saying to you, every time you say, I am, you are bearing and repeating that great name. And this is the part I want you to concentrate. You carry the same creative force within you. And that should flip you out right there. You carry this same creative force inside of you. I am is not a description. It's a command. It's a command. Amen. Every time you say, I am tired. Every time you say, I am not enough. I am lucky. You're not just describing a moment in time when you're tired or you're feeling unlucky or you feel like you're not enough. You're not describing a moment in time. You are declaring a truth to your subconscious mind, the universe, and every cell in your body. When you say, I'm sick, woo, your body is hearing all of that. And the deeper you say it, you say it with emotions and feelings, guess what? You sick because you have believed a truth, your truth. Come on, say amen. And so, certainly you have been to all the doctors. You've been all to all the medical people. You got your specialists on the sides, and they have convinced you who you are. And you don't have no better sense than say out of your own heart, out of your own inward being, I am sick. I am dying. Come on, somebody. And so there are truths, and then there are truths. Now, you can live life out of a lesser, which you call truth, or you can live life out of the truth. Your choice. Come on, say amen. But your body is going to respond to who you believe and what you believe you really are. I'm not telling you something to come. It's already there. That's what you've been living. Man, I'm so tired. I get up in the morning and I'm so tired. I just slept all night and I'm still tired. Well, I guess so, because that's all you say and that's how you talk all the time. And you don't realize you're talking yourself into the way you are. Are y'all getting a hold of this? You are the one that's giving direction. You're the one that's giving the direction. Are you hearing me? The universe does not respond to what you want. It responds to who you are. I said, it's not responding to what you want. I want this, I want that. It's responding to who you are. And who you are is who you say you are through the I am. You've been telling your body all these years, I am just no good. Come on. I am so stupid. I am broke, busted, and disgusted. Come on. Now, I want you during this message, I want you to think about all the I ams. I hope you did it from last week. That's your homework assignment. To think about what I ams have you attached to your own self. Come on. Are y'all hearing me? So the universe don't respond to what you want. It responds to who you are. The I am. Wanting is powerless without identity. Did you hear me? Just because you want it, it's powerless to produce anything without identity. Wanting is a whisper, but I am is thunder. I am is authority. I am is a roar. Come on. Did y'all get that? And so, see, your true name is not John or Mary or Tom. Your true name is I am. Your true name is I am. Why wouldn't it be? If God said his name is I am and you are children of God, what would your name be? You know, how many know the firstborn child takes the name of his father? If he's George, his child name is George Jr. Are you hearing me? call me Junior. I am Junior. Come on, somebody. You take on that same nature, that same character. Everything after that shapes the lens from which you see, feel, and create. Say, I am unlucky. And your brain will go to work to search for proof. Say it. I'm so unlucky. Your brain says, let me see how. Let me search for proof that they are unlucky. Come on. Say, I'm reliant. And it all shifts the focus to reliance. Just that fast. Come on. So you have been given the keys all along. But you have said unconsciously, I am always broke. I am just no good at relationships. You're on your third marriage because you are no good at relationships. I am too old, too late, too lost. And the universe says, as you wish. Come on. You don't realize that you're enforcing your own laws by which this thing has been set up. Whether you believe it or not, and even because you're just now learning this, whether you learned it or not, it hasn't stopped your I am from coming out of your mouth and has not stopped. Some of you wonder, well, you know, I used to, and I told you about me last week, I told you about myself. And, you know, I grew up in a home. We didn't have 8 boys and 2 girls, and we didn't have much. Come on, say amen. So, you know, I really believe I am poor. I am poor. I had a poor mentality. Even when I got some money, it just looked like it just left. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So no matter how much money I made, it seemed to go from me. And I'm starting to question now, what is wrong? See, if you don't ask the right questions, you can't get the right answer. I started early on. I really, really remember I started asking questions. There's something wrong with this picture. You know, you buy this furniture, and before you know it, piece of crap. It done all broke down. You buy this car, come on, say amen, before you can get it paid off, shoo, come on, say amen, looks like a lemon. And so I'm starting to ask questions. What's going on here? We're being set up. What's happening? And I started asking questions. That's why the Holy Spirit started bringing me to the answers that I needed as his son. Are you hearing me? Some of y'all ain't asking the right questions, so you're living in the misery. You're living in your own predictions. You're living in your I am that's unworthy of you. Come on, say amen, because you've been saying that. You don't just say, I am anxious anymore. You see the world through anxiety. Come on, say amen. You declared, I am, and everything rearranges to prove you're right. Did you hear what I said? You said, I am, and everything shifts and goes to work to prove whatever you say I am, you're right. Are you hearing me? That's the self-fulfilling nature of identity. That's the self-fulfilling nature of identity. Identity, when you understand, whether you understand it or not, has a platform. Are you hearing me? You create the platform that your identity stands or falls on. Come on, say amen. Amen. You become. Come on, say amen. Your subconscious mind listens to you and believes it. It doesn't evaluates it. It doesn't edit it. It says, you said the truth, and begins to line up with your behavior, your preconceptions, according to what you have said about yourself. Are y'all hearing me? You say, I am bad with money. This train it trains your brain to overlook opportunities and repeat bad spending habits because you've trained yourself. You the one said, I'm bad with money. Man, every time I get some money, I can't keep none. It just goes like water in my hands. It just goes right through my hands. Man, I'm bad. Don't give your money to me because I'm bad with money. Come on. And you sure enough, every time you get some money, somehow you lose it. You got money in your pocket. What did I do with that more of my money? You done lost the money out of your pocket. What did I do with that money? Junior, have you seen my money? No, I ain't seen your money. What are you asking the kids for? Have they seen your money? But you lose sight. Are you hearing me? Now, these are not just words. They are contracts. Now get this piece. They're not just words, they're contracts. Most of us sign them without reading the fine print. Are you hearing me? So these are contracts. You know, not just words. You're saying these words, but they are contracts. And you sign the contract without reading the fine print. Come on, somebody. And so these are the simple habits. When you change your I am, habits follow identity. Habits follow identity. Your environment echoes identity. And yes, your result stands or falls is on you believing yourself, whatever you believe in yourself to be. So your echo, what you put out there, what you say out there, follows identity. Are you hearing me? Get a hold of this. Watch your mouth. You're speaking your future. Boy, I wish I knew that when I was a young kid's age. I used to run my mouth. Hawkins, come on, man. Let Hawkins tell you. He'll tell you. I'll tell you. Let me tell you. I'm just running my mouth. Don't even know what I'm talking about, but I like to talk. Anybody out there like to talk? I would run my mouth and just say all kind of crazy things and just run in my mouth. Come on, say amen. Not know that stuff was going to get me in trouble down the road because I couldn't stop talking. And when I first learned this thing I'm teaching you tonight, I had the biggest problem. Let me say this, and I'll say it for the record. This was the hardest thing that I have ever done in my entire life. 70 years living on this earth, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. What? Learn to control the words that I allow to come out of this mouth. Because I love to talk. I don't know what I'm saying, but I love to run my mouth. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about because you around people that do the same thing. You just run their mouth. What's running their mouth? You ain't know what they're talking about. Yeah, that was me. Are you hearing me? And so back in that day, before I learned how to shut up, I would just say, you know, I didn't cuss. I didn't believe in cursing. Come on, say amen. And I'm a Christian, but I still would run my mouth. I know everything. Come on, say amen. I'm a student of all of it. I know all the subjects. Come on, say amen. Are you hearing me? So watch your mouth. That's your future. You're speaking your future. Your thoughts create your reality, but your identity anchors it. Woo! Your thoughts create your future, but your identity anchors it. So the problem is not just with the words, because your thoughts creates the words, but then you don't realize something comes along and says, is that what he wants? And sets the anchor to it. So when you try to move away from that, come on, that's what I was trying to do, move away from that. And I couldn't for the world, just kept me bringing me out. Oh, I missed it again. Here, I said it again. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm getting frustrated and mad with myself because it's in my mouth. Why can't I control my own mouth? How come I'm saying these crazy things now that I'm trying to stop saying them? I can't put on brakes. They're coming out before I even said it. It's the end of the day, and the Lord's saying, you said so-and-so. I said, when, Lord? I ain't say, no, I didn't. And he bring it back to him. Oh, Lord Jesus, when did I say? I don't even remember saying it. I said, Lord, you can't wait till the end of the day to correct me. You got to correct me right then on the spot. And I made a pact with God. I said, if you correct me right then, I will stop in my tracks, shut my mouth. I don't care what nobody say. And then he tried me. I mean, I'm running my mouth. And then he checked me in my spirit. And I'm listening to what I'm saying. I stop. And my friends around say, go ahead, Hawkins. Yeah, you said something good. Go ahead, go ahead. I shake my head, no. I say, come on, man, what's wrong with you? He said, what don't happen to Hawkins? What's wrong with him? Come on, he likes it though. What's wrong with him? But I made a pact with God. I'm going to shut my mouth. If you check me and give me the occasion, I will, and this time, shut my mouth. And I started shutting my mouth, and I was on my way to control my life and what was happening in my life. I couldn't figure out for the life of me. I don't cuss. I don't do all these things. And I'm wondering, what is wrong? Why can't I control my own mouth? It's my mouth. Seems like I should be able to control it. But I had dialed so much down on the I am on the inside of me that I no longer had control. I had lost control. And now that I'm trying to change it, it ain't just training. Why? Because it's anchored. It's not just words and thoughts. It's been anchored on something. My identity is anchored to it, and I can't pull the anchor off of it. Are y'all starting to get any of this? Come on, say amen. And you said, I'm too old, I'm too shy, not enough. Each one of these become a script you live out over and over and over again. That's what I was doing, going over and over. The same script kept on happening, kept on coming up. And I'm wondering, why is this script keep coming up? And I'm telling it to shut up, stop. Come on, say amen. You're not just words. I told you, you've had a contract, amen, to these words. Are y'all hearing me? Get a hold of this. Your environment echoes your identity. Watch your mouth. It's your future. Your thoughts create reality, but your identity anchors it. Your brain don't know what is real from what is repetitive imagery. In other words, your mind listens to every word you say, even the lies. Are y'all hearing me? Your brain believes you every time. It listens when you say, I'm stupid. Your brain believes every word of it. When you say, I'm unworthy, or I'm never going to get those things right. I'm never going to get it right. Whatever you say, get a hold of this. Your brain don't evaluate it. It doesn't judge it. It believes that's what you want. And so it goes to work. How can we, cause, come on, say amen, those directions to come forth in their life? Come on, say amen. How to interrupt the old I am script that no longer serves you? Anybody want to know? How do I change this? How do I turn this thing around? Because for years and years, and it took me years. I kid you not. I wish I could stand here and say, oh, I did that in 3 months, 6 months, a year. Listen, I would not lie to you. I'm standing up here before you. I'm telling you. At least 3 years, at least, maybe even more. I mean, that's with me concentrating on really watching my words. All right, are you hearing me? Because now I'm beginning to see something that I'd never seen before. Because I had been praying, asking God, what's wrong? God, what's wrong? Crying out before the Lord, what's wrong? What's wrong? God, I don't know what's wrong with me. What's wrong? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And when he comes to tell me, your problem is 1 inch below your nose. Your mouth. Your mouth is your faith speaking. Except I wasn't speaking no faith. I was speaking fear, doubt, and unbelief. I don't see no way. Man, if I had any luck at all, it would probably be bad luck. Are you hearing me? So why would a person of faith speak like that? Because I didn't know. When I first got a hold of this, I said, what? That's so foolish. What does words have anything to do with my life? That's just words. Look at that. Words. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That's how smart I was. I'm trying to tell y'all. And so I was too intelligent for my own good. And so now, that's coming out of my heart. So now I'm trying to change it. No, you're too intelligent for your own good. It was biting me right in my face, slapping me back, because I'm anchored to everything I believe and everything I said, and it won't let me go. And I'm fighting. I am using everything I can. I first had to stop saying the negatives. That was a chore. It took about 3 years. Then I had to start saying the positives. What's the positive? The Word of God. So now I got to study the Word to see what it has to say about my life, about my circumstances. What does the Word say? The Word says, by His stripes I'm healed. Well, my mama owned a pharmacy, man. My mama would start buying BC standbacks in July, preparing for the wintertime. It ain't even close to winter. Go get me some BC and standbacks. Some of you older folks know what BC and standbacks is. Go get me some castor oil. Mama is getting ready. She got me trained. Mama, you gonna get your castor oil? Come on, somebody. Mama had her own pharmacy. She know what the good stuff is, and she got us ready for it. We was ready for the cold flu season. Come on, say amen. We believed in it in our house. Come on, say amen. Anybody like that? Come on, tell the truth. Amen. So I couldn't escape it. I was anchored to it, not only from my mama, but what I began to say myself. Amen. It was by the grace of God. So it took me so long. I wish I could tell y'all it was going to be easy, but ain't nothing easy about what I'm teaching today. You have to change your whole life. You have to change your whole vocabulary. And in order to do that, you got to know it's worthwhile. I'm here to tell you that it's worthwhile. And you can't wait until you believe it all to start doing it. It don't work that way. You got to do it now. And then you will slowly see change. I started feeling, you know, I used to feel so poor, so broke, always. I never felt rich. And all of a sudden, after doing this for about a couple of years, I'm starting to feel like, what's going on? Something's changing. I feel rich. I ain't never felt rich. Come on. It was so unusual to my spirit to feel what I had been saying now for a couple of years. But now, this is a part of creating I'm telling you about. I started feeling, see, when you mix the emotions in with it, it ain't just words and confession. I believe in words and confession, but that ain't it. And that's why it took so long, because when I've been doing it in the beginning, just name it, claim it, just confessing, but not adding the other pieces that makes me with it. And when I got a hold of this piece, it started turning me from the inside out. Before the word can change your circumstances, come on, it first has to change you. I want everybody to say this. Before the word can change your circumstances, it first has to change you. Now think about that for a minute. That's mine. That's Hawking. That's 40 years old. See, because I thought it was like abracadabra, presto, change-o. Come on, I found out it had nothing to do with no magic, no abracadabra. This was the word of the living God. And before the word, even though it was the truth, before it could change my circumstances, it first has to get inside of me and change me from the inside out. What about me? Change my mind, change my thinking, change my heart, change my belief systems. Come on, somebody. And now down to a cellular level, your brain chemistry, the I am. Come on, somebody. So I've got some of this, but this is another whole piece that I want to make sure you get. Don't waste 20 years. Come on, say amen. You done got around. You're at the right place. You're at the right church. But some of you, I listen to you still saying crazy stuff. You still talking crazy. Come on, somebody. And so that's why a lot of people don't want to be around me, because I'll call it out. They say, oh, Pastor, you won't let it up, will you? I said, no, I'm not letting you die around me saying that old crazy stuff. You ain't getting away with it around me. I'm going to help you tell whether you want me or not, because I know you are killing yourself. I did it for too many years, and nobody was there to help me. I wish I had somebody helping me. Come on, say amen. I had one friend, and we got into a competition, me and him. I'm going to watch what you say, and you watch what I say, and when we say the wrong thing, we're going to correct each other, right? He was always catching me. Always. I could never catch him. I was so mad with him. Chuck, how come you don't slip up? I can't never catch you. He catching me all the time. I was so upset. Am I that bad? Yes, you are. And I said, oh, God, I started crying. Oh, God. But I had nobody to blame but myself, because I run my mouth. Come on. And some of you, I wish I could tell you, it's not going to be hard. It is, because I watch you run your mouth, just like I did. And so it's going to take some time for you to shut up. Come on, say amen. You're not going to change nothing till you shut up. Stop saying all the negative, and then start saying the positive. What's positive? The word of God. I had to learn the word of God so I could say the word of God. Come on, say amen. And so, when sickness comes, you got to call for health. When lack comes, you got to call for abundance. Come on, say amen. Seems so simple, don't it? But I couldn't get it. Are y'all getting a hold of this? If the brain accepts everything, whatever you declare, if the brain accepts, now the brain is listening to every word that comes out of your mouth, right? And it accepts it as the truth. It's not evaluating whether it's truth or not. It's accepted because you said it. So it believes everything. It believes you believe everything you say. So if that's the way the brain works, if the brain accepts everything, whatever you declares, come on, then let those declarations intentional. Let's declare things that are positive. Let's declare things that are intentional. So let's practice. Number one, the mirror method. Mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Let's practice, first of all, number one, the mirror method. Stand in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes, and say your new I am statements out loud. Say it where? Out loud. Are you hearing me? This process interrupts the shame and the self-judgment, two major obstacles to identity change. How many of y'all know how bad shame is? Shame is so steep. Some of you who've been depressed, you know what I'm saying. Shame comes in and just tells you, oh, you're the worst thing God's got. Come on, somebody. Some of you wear shame as a cloak, and it has poured itself on you, and you feel shame. If not shame, because some stuff you did, judgmental. If you've been raised around religious people, religious, every time, man, everything I did back then was a sin. We went to the movies watching the Three Stooges. Come on. I'm sitting there watching the Three Stooges, thinking that if Jesus comes right now, finds me in this movie, I'm going to hell for sure. Now, come on. I'm a little boy. I'm so messed up already. Jesus, come. Come on, say amen. And don't go skating, because in the skating, they got worldly music. All that world, you out there dancing, skating with worldly music going, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, the Lord see me out here on the skating floor. Jesus, I'm going to hell for sure, Lord Jesus. I'm out here skating. Skating for Jesus on the worldly music. Oh, God. Some of y'all didn't have to live through that, but some of us in church, you know, religion. Oh, we live through that stuff. Come on. And so you got all these judgmental things that you believe. Half the time, I didn't believe I was saved. I'm trying to stay saved. Anybody try to stay saved? Lord, help me. Yeah, you give your testimony. Pray that I stay saved. Pray that I be the one the Lord's calling for in these last and evil days. Come on, say amen. And that's how we prayed. And we just had to stay saved because everything you do was a sin. They told us, if you thought it, you might as well go do it. I said, no, that can't be true. God wouldn't want me to do stuff that came in my mind. I know he wouldn't. But that's what they told us. You might as well go do it because you thought it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help my head, Jesus. Help my mind, Jesus. Are y'all getting a hold of this? And so that judgmentalness, you live with it. You live in it. You live with it. And when it's time to try to change stuff, it won't let you because you're anchored to it. Are you hearing me? So the mirror method is stand in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes, and say your new I am statements out loud. Come on, say amen. To identity change, these new statements is I am worthy. Say it out loud. Look at yourself in the eye. Look in the mirror and say it. I am worthy now. Come on, somebody. Are y'all hearing me? I am becoming the highest version of myself. Say it. I am becoming the highest version of my. Do you know you have more than one self? You have more than one piece of yourself? Ask your husband. Ask your wife. They've been there with you when you turn. Who is this now? You ever see that movie, Three Faces of Eve? Which one am I speaking to right now? Come on. You got different versions of yourself. Depends on who you're around. When you're around your homies, you got that version of yourself. When you're around church folks, you're at that version of yourself. When you're around family, you got that version of yourself. And even everybody knows you at the different versions. Depends on who you're around. Now, somebody around you at all three versions says, dear God, you change quick, don't you? Back and forth. I've seen some of you on TikTok. There is a more than one version of you. I ain't called your name. Keep smiling. Nobody know I'm talking about you. Because I've seen some of you. Come on, TikTok. Are y'all getting any of this? And so, you got to understand, you want to become the best version of yourself. The Bible identifies the best version of yourself. It tells you that you are who God says you are. Well, then you got to go to hunting. I started going to hunting to find out who God says I was. God says I was the above only and not the beneath. God says I was the blessed. I was the healed. I was, come on. I am the winner, not the loser. I'm the above only, not the beneath. Come on, say amen. I am the healed, not the sick. Come on, say I am the courageous. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I started getting the list of who God says I was and started confessing them over my life. And anything that didn't match that, I did not allow out of my mouth. That took time to get there. What I'm telling you is start now. Don't wait. Start now. Amen. And you got to say that, and it's safe to believe it. Even before you believe it, you need to start saying it. See, I'm saying it, but I don't believe it yet. That's okay. Start saying it. Add some emotions to it till you start feeling it. Amen? And so, that's number one. Number two, affirmations of myself, reversal technique. So, identify this empowering I am statement that you've been saying. Okay? If you usually think, I'm not good enough. That's what you start thinking. Stop, pause, and reframe it. That's an old story. Say, that's an old story. Now choose a I am more than enough statement. See? So you're reframing, you're stopping the old message and you're reframing it. Come on, son. You're not denying that you didn't say it, and it's going to be hard if you just go into denial. You don't deny it. Come on, say amen. But start reframing it and start saying, I am good enough. Come on, say amen. I'm more than enough. Did y'all get that part? So that's the mirroring. That's the affirmation of myself. Start reversal. It's called the reversal techniques. Take the old disempowering statements and turn it around. Amen. Amen. Number three, identity journaling. Identity journaling. Each morning, write 3 to 5 statements that reflect who you are becoming. Not just what you are hoping for, but who you're becoming. In other words, example, I am focused. I completed my project yesterday. I'm focused. Start saying things. Come on, saying that you not just believing for. Start saying who you are. Example, I am reliant. I handle that conflict calmly. So you used to go off the handle, right? Somebody make you mad. Boy, who you don't know who you talking to. You don't know what you better. Come on, you gone. You don't even know you going that fast. You done gone out of there. Come on, say amen. Well, now you need to stop that. Come on, say amen. And try reversing it. Come on, say amen. Are y'all getting this? This is for real people. We got real situations. Some of you got a little temper on you. Come on, say amen. And let somebody talk to you the wrong way. Woo, you ready to hurt somebody, ready to smack them down. They ain't got no business talking to me like that. Who they think they are? I don't know who they think they are talking to me. They don't talk to me like that. They ain't getting away with it. Either. I'll put them in their place in a minute. Come on, there, buddy. You don't know no better. You better ask somebody. Ask my cousin. Somebody said, I've been delivered. You think. Wait till you get into a tight. You'll see how much deliverance. Anybody can do it when ain't nothing happen. You wait until you get in a situation. That's when you'll know if you really got it or not. You find yourself about to burst. Guess what? It's still in there. But you start reversing it by saying, I'm delivered from the power of darkness, translated into the kingdom of his dear son. In whom I have deliverance. Amen? Amen. So, this stuff works. Come on, say amen. It works. Your brain builds identity through repetition. Repetition. You keep repeating it over and over and over. Come on, say amen. Your brain starts helping yourself because of repetition now. Number four, visualization with identity anchoring. Visualization with identity anchoring. Close your eyes. Visualize your future self living the life you desire. Come on. Y'all get this? Close your eyes. Visualize yourself, your future self, living the life you desire. than ask, what kind of a person would I have to be to live this life? So ask yourself, what kind of person would I have to be to live this kind of a life? Now speak it. I am that version now. I am that version now. I am already it. I'm already her. I'm already him. Come on, say amen. Whatever you come up with, what you need, say, don't wait on, one day my prince will come. No, you're going to have to start saying it now. Amen. When your inner world feels real, your outer world will catch up to you. Say, when your inner world start feeling real, you heard me talk about that, I started feeling rich. Today I'm rich. Come on, say amen. Today I'm prosperous. I had to start telling them, they want to buy me this. I don't need that. I don't need nothing. I remember. Can I tell y'all this piece? I wanted everything. Are you hearing me? I wanted everything. Every time I seen something new, oh, I got to have me one of those. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of you men know what I'm talking about. And I seen something I want. Man, ain't nothing keeping me from having that. I'm going to get that. I wanted everything. Come on, say amen. Now, I'm just breaking out of this lack and poverty thing, but now I'm starting to get on top of stuff. And now I got good credit cards. Ching, ching. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I can buy if I want to. Come on, somebody. And the Lord is starting to deal with me. Why do you feel you got to have that? And I tell you, I wanted one of those. I wanted one of those. I wanted two of those. Come on, somebody. I mean, I remember the VCRs come out. I have to have a VCR for every room. Come on, I got to give me a color, flat screen TV in every room. Come on, somebody. Are y'all hearing this? And I wanted everything. I'm not playing with you. And the Lord had to literally beat that out of me. I said, Lord, help get that out of me because it's in me. I had to see it. It was in me. And time I seen something, I got to have me one of those. And it took years for the Lord to slowly, he works with you. Come on, say amen. But I asked him to because I really didn't want to be like that. Come on, say amen. I've seen the danger of other people getting what they want. You may get what you want, but you might want what you get. And some of that stuff can cause you problems, bankruptcy, all kinds of stuff. And so I said, Lord, help me. Don't wait till I start getting it. And he didn't until he started working with me. Slowly, those desires, as the word got in, took place, those desires left me. So I started getting to a place where Christmas would come around and holidays, birthdays would come around. People said, what you want? What you want? Nothing. And that came from my heart. You don't want nothing? Nothing. You ain't gonna never hear me say nothing. What? I wanted everything. How did I get from wanting everything to wanting nothing? That was a miracle of God changing me from the inside out. Some of your problems, listen to me right now, some of your problem is you still want everything. Come on, you may have to settle, but your settling ain't stopping you from wanting it. You go what we call window shopping. Every week you go window shopping. And sometimes it ain't just window shopping. Come on, somebody. QVC, now you ain't got to leave home. Come on, somebody. QVC and HSN. Come on, somebody. Remote. Amazon. Every week Amazon shows up. Come on, say amen. TikTok. That's mine right there, TikTok. I discovered TikTok. But still, I'm telling you, I wanted everything. Listen to me. And the Lord worked with me and got all that stuff out. So, you know, years would go by, people would ask me, what do you want for your birthday? Nothing. Come on, say amen. Just give me cash because I do go on a cruise. When I go on a cruise, come on, say I can enjoy myself. I told you, you all know that. Don't buy me nothing. Don't spend my money buying me a tie. I got enough ties, believe me. Come on, say amen. Buying stuff in the house. I don't need nothing else in my house. You want to give me something? Give me cash. Come on, give me a cash app. Even the cards. I don't need no more movie cards. Come on, say amen. I don't go to the movies that much anymore. Are you hearing me? You want to give Pastor Betty something for her birthday? Give her cash. She still likes to shop. Not as much as she used to. She has gone a long way. But are you hearing me? So all of us got this stuff. Are y'all getting a hold of it? But understand, you know, give her cash, something she can go out and buy her own self. You don't know her taste. You realize some people ain't got no taste. They'll go buy you what they like. And you feel like giving it back to them. Oh, my God. What in the world would make you think I like something like that? Oh, y'all getting that? And you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Come on. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Come on. Are y'all getting any of this? And so, you know, you got to change this stuff around. You got to understand in your inner world feels real, the outer world would catch up. And so you got to allow that to begin to happen because God wants to change you into what he wants you to be, what he wants to do in your life. Come on, say amen. No, we have a nice house, a beautiful house. Thank God for the house. But, you know, that house don't move me. Come on, say amen. You know, we got a nice car, and but cars don't move me. Stuff and things don't move me. Now, I remember a time they all moved me, all of it. Come on, say amen. Something happened to me. Something happened to my rewiring system. We're going to talk about that. Not this week. Pastor said I can have another week. Y'all want me to come back? And I was wired. This stuff is wired down. And some of you listen to me right now, you are wired that way. And your own wiring is messing you up. You're trying to break it, but you can't seem to break it because you still want everything. Come on, you may pass by one time, might even go by two times. That third time catches you. Come on, say amen. Gotcha. Gotcha. Come on. And so I'm trying to give you some reality stuff, some things that you need to hear. Repetition plus emotion equal rewiring. Write that down. Repetition plus emotions equals rewiring. Your brain is not set. It can be rewired. Come on, say amen. All these things I'm telling you, I was wired that way. And the word of God started rewiring my brain as I started believing that I am who God says I am. I can have what God says I can have. Come on, say amen. And I started saying with emotions, come on, say amen. This is a new part of what I want you to get. See, it's not just saying words, but you got to say it with feelings. The more you engage your feelings with it, something happens to change it. The repetition with repetition plus emotion equals rewiring. So say it and say it often and say it a lot, but put some emotions to it. Feel it. When you start saying it, feel it. Oh my God, what's going on? What is this I'm feeling? Come on. And it equals, now you're starting to rewire your system. And I know, I can tell you for myself, because I wanted all these things, I no longer felt like I wanted those things. I no longer felt that I needed those things. And after a while, guess what happened? I don't even know the day or the hour it changed. It just left me. So I couldn't believe it. I'm telling people, no, I don't need that. No, I don't have, I don't want nothing. And it's not so fake. You can't fool God. Come on, say amen. And God said, I did what you asked me to do. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. I was so grateful because I didn't want to be. I watched things and stuff mess people's lives up. Come on. You think you can get this new job? You got this new job? You spent that money up like you ain't in no new job. Jesus. On a bunch of nothing, like you ain't never got no raise, no increase. Got a whole new job. All this new money, it's gone just like you was before you even got the new job. Because you ain't rewired yet. You got to rewire yourself. I don't need that extra dress, them extra pants, suit. Come on, them extra shoes. Are you hearing me? That's right. And nothing wrong with anything I'm saying. You could have all those things as long as they don't have you. Did you get it? You can have them as long as they don't have you. What I got, what I'm telling you is because they was, this stuff, and I'm too young and too broke, had nothing for it to be owning me like that. You know, I ain't have a chance to even get no stuff yet. It was owning me, and the Lord knew that it was. The scripture said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, my God. Man, I wanted all these things to be added to me first. Then I will seek you, Lord. And the Lord one day stopped me. He said, son, after all this time, he said, son, I said, yes, Lord. He said, you did what I said. I said, I did what you said. What you said? He said, and he gave me this scripture, seek ye first. You started seeking me first with all your heart, with all your diligence, all your time. Nothing was too much for you. I was stop in the middle of what I'm doing. Ask my wife, go wait on his kids, go counseling somebody. No matter what I was into, I would do it. I didn't care about me or my convenience. I would spend my gas money. I would spend my time, my attention. And it became a way of life. I was going out 6-7 nights a week when I was young. Come on, saying to other churches. But it did something in me that started a process of me going out beyond myself, unwilling to do anything and everything to help God's kids. And when I went to Haiti, it broke my heart to see all these kids running around and they got nobody to take care of them. My heart was so tender towards God. I said, Lord, why you bring me here? Knowing that I ain't got nothing. How can I help? What can I do? They don't have no social services. They don't have no welfare. They don't have no screens, no stamps, nothing. I said, who is going to help these people? And I said, Lord, this is not right. An hour and a half, 2 hours from the United States shores, such poverty exists and nobody cares about it. That's what got me. All the nations, when something happened in the world, I watched them run to other nations and other countries like crazy. And nobody wanting to go to Haiti to help them do nothing without it costing them Haitian people. Or they want to rip them off, all right, with the little resources they had. And that's why they're in the state they're in. They were the first black nation that was self-governing, and the United States couldn't stand it because we had slaves. And here's a nation 2 hours away. If they could get there, they could be free. And they were self-governing. They were, they bought their independence from France, and now they were self-governing and all that. We had to get rid of them. We had to stop selling them our goods. We started to put them on bagels, embargoes against them, stop running their nation, running their economy. They had all the sweetest sugar cane you could eat and have. And we started putting an embargo against sugar, amen, and raising our prices or their price so that they couldn't even sell their own sugar on the market. Come on, say amen. So this is how they became poor, amen, one of the reasons. And so with that, I learned all the history behind that and all that. I say, Lord, this is not right. And why are United States not coming in and helping them to get them the government? Coming and get themselves lined up and strengthen them, the families. It was a very peaceful place at one time. You could leave your doors open. You could walk in and out because they ain't had no doors. Leaving doors open, they had no doors to leave open. They just had curtains pulled back. But it was that peaceful, amen? But then all the violence come, all the gangs. Come on, say amen. Then they started getting guns from the United States and they started carrying guns. Usually they would fight with hands and foot, but now they got guns, they shoot people and kill them. And it just became a bloodbath and all the gangs and gang wars everywhere in the city of Port-au-Prince. And it wasn't even safe that we have not been able to go back for the last few years. And I'm praying against it, just like I prayed for prison in heaven. I'm praying against it that we will be able to go back. Say, we will go back to Haiti. It'll be peaceful. Amen. So I'm believing God that the government will be reestablished and peace will come and we'll be able to go back and not only we're still taking care of our children, but we'll be able to go back and visit. They want to see us so bad. Amen. I look at them and she lets me talk to them. They talk, hey, Brother Hawkins. She'll call y'all names out. Amen. And it's so much. But I realize that unless we stand in place, unless we stand up to be counted. I got so much more. I really just got up to the place we left off. Woo. Stand on your feet. I'm going to stop because I'm over an hour already. I get carried away when I preach. Y'all be glad y'all got Pastor Betty because she's doing good herself, but amen. But I tell you, there's so much God wants for of us. Did you get anything out of this tonight? That's my heart. I want you to get what God has for you and to understand how to change your life. These are principles that you must put to work. I'm not just preaching this for my good. I'm preaching for your good. Amen. And telling you how I did it and how I changed those things around. But it was hard work doing it. And I had to do it every day consistently. Couldn't live it. You couldn't just do it on Sundays and then Monday go back to talking to fool. No, I had to do it every day because I realized my brain believed me. And so I had to make something else go down there that it could believe. And with the new I am come in, I started saying I am who God says I am and started repeating what God says, slowly it began to change. And I began to feel like I am somebody. I began to feel that I am the Son of God in the earth. I began to feel it. Even before I started, really praying for people, I started believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. I want each person that's listened to me to know, because you're under this ministry, you've been slated for supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, what I want to tell you is that you got to start desiring spiritual gifts. Did you hear me? You have to start desiring every day. God, thank you for giving me all 9 supernatural gifts. Don't say it if you don't mean it. But I want you to start saying it because your feelings, you mean it. You know so many people who need healing, got cancer. We all in our pink today because of cancer. That's a crime before God. Cancer is a blight on humanity. Come on, say amen. But God's got ways, amen. I've seen so many people healed of cancer through laying on of hands. And that same power is inside of you. It ain't just for Brother Hawkins and Pastor Betty. It's for all of you. I got some people in here. I see the anointing gathering. I see them on the same track I was on and how I got there. I know if they keep on going, that's what I want to say to you. Because you're here and you're seeing miracles and you're seeing stuff. I was a little child, 8 years old, and I went to one AA Island meeting that changed my life forever. I saw miracles for the first time. I said, is God doing that in my day, in my time? I didn't know. I didn't know there was not a whole lot of AA Islands around. Come on, say amen. But it caught fire inside of me, pushed something inside me to want to see miracles. And I've never let it go. Amen. And because I never let it go, God heard my cry. And he saw, as a young evangelist, I wanted to see miracles. I didn't just want to go church just preaching and then just Just say, be filled. God bless you. I'm going out the door with my little check. Come on, say amen. I believe. I told all my ministers, you don't preach without offering to pray for the sick, to see what the needs of the people may be. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Because that's a part of your ministry. Jesus not only preached, but then he laid hands on them. He prayed for the sick. Amen. And I'm instructing our ministers, and you are a minister, whether you know it or not. Every person here in New Covenant, I mean, all of you that are here, you've been called to something.
Yes.
God, if you're here, I've been called to build an army. You're here? Are you here, New Covenant Church? Then you're part of my army. I've been sent back by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's direct. You can't get no more direct than that. Here he is here. Here I am here. And now I'm back here. He told me, I'm sending you back. A lot of his generals, he told me at that time, 1998, a lot of my generals are coming home, son. And so I watched, and Sister
Tamika
started looking up all the generals that had passed, and I had about 20 generals.
Right.
Come on, someone, 1-star, 2-star, 3-star. But all these generals passed in the last 20 years. I couldn't name another list like that. I can't name 5 now generals that I know like I knew them in the earth. Are you hearing me? Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? So when those generals leave the earth, somebody got to take their place. New generals got to be raised up. And the Lord taught me things I didn't know about. I'll share a little bit with you. It's about terra firma. It's about territory. See, these offices is about territory. Each general covered so much territory in the spirit for God. Are you hearing me? And so when God told me about this 5-star general that he had made me, he also shared with me the territory that I covered. My anointing covers states, not just little violent city, states.
Yes.
States.
That's right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
And so I just want you to know that, to understand what kind of anointing that I've been given. I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me.
Yes.
Now, your thing is, if you despise the anointing that's on me, shame on you. Amen. And if I'm here and God sent me back to raise up generals, not just captains and lieutenants and sergeants, but other generals.
Yes.
He sent a 5-star general. Come on, Sam. You don't send a 5-star general for privates.
Come on,
they don't do that. Come on, say amen. You see a 3-star general come there, usually because he's got all the generals and high people in high positions that he's going to talk to them. Come on, say amen. I am talking to you. Who must you be? Who must you be? I'm going to say it again. Who must you be? I think I'm talking for a church full of generals myself. I'm not just talking about officers. I'm talking about generals. For you to see that manifest is going to take what I'm preaching on today. Come on, say amen. You got to let yourself go, let what you want go, and realize you're only here for maybe 100 years, a drop in the bucket in the time of God. I've been out there, so I know what I'm talking about. Why don't you just turn that over to God? God, you can have the rest of my life. First half, I had. The second half, belong to you. Y'all like football, right? Look at somebody say, it's second half.
Second half.
It's time for you to let go and let God. The rest, you had enjoyed your life already. Now the rest of your life belongs to God.
Give it to God.
Say, the rest of my life.
Rest of my life.
Belong to God.
Belong to God.
Say it again.
Rest of my life belongs to God.
No, say it like you really, really,
the
really,
rest
really.
Rest of my life belongs to God.
Say, my life.
My life.
No longer. Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
My life.
My life.
I declare. Belongs to you, Lord.
Belongs to you, Lord.
I give it over to you.
I give it over to you, Lord.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
Take me.
Take me.
You can have me.
You can have me.
Don't do nothing down here.
Don't do nothing down here.
Without including me.
Without including me. including me.
I give myself to you.
To you.
I give myself
away
to you.
To you.
That you may have
free course
in my life.
In my life.
Thank you, Lord.